And again, Kathy Dawes, along with outgoing Manhattan City Commissioner Karen McCullough, and just kind of reminiscing about some of the different highlights of your time as both Manhattan City Commissioner and Riley County Commissioner. Karen, anything else you want to kind of throw out there? I imagine there have been some other challenges along the way that you faced. But
there have been some fun times and some not so fun. I think one thing that I've really am very concerned about and feel that I'm really pleased is the comprehensive land use plan. And I know that's one of those things where people's eyes kind of glaze over and think, what's the use of that? But it's interesting. We did that, and it took a couple years, and we all signed off on it. And then the first sort of test of it was the Miller Ranch planning thing that was a very sad evening, I think, for public discourse. That area had been zoned neighborhood commercial. And when the developers, who are local guys, came in, they kind of thought it would be no problem. And I think the neighborhood got really kind of whipped into a frenzy over the thing. But that evening, some of the things that were presented were so sort of negative, like a giant Mexican restaurant would go in across the way. And of course, there's a 40-foot drop there. So, and you just see these sort of subtle accusations. And then there would be more crime. I don't know that a yoga studio and a dentist office and a yogurt place would bring more, you know. So I think somehow we have got to get more dialogue going with people and say, let's all take a step back. Okay, you are concerned. What you're really concerned about here is gas stations and a quick shop. So is that, you know, the other things, I think, quite frankly. And how many of your neighbors are not quite as upset as you but don't really feel that they want to be angry at their neighbors, and so are kind of, because I had a number of calls where people said, I moved here so I could walk and that kind of thing, but there's no place to walk to. So all I'm saying is that was an example of, we had the plan, and people should follow the plan, and of course the planning board did, and then it came to us, and I voted to follow the plan, and the others didn't. But it's just really important to me that we somehow get that level of dialogue going. And if people are concerned about something, that they should do something. One thing that I think I'm really pleased about is all the neighborhoods came together when we downzoned my neighborhood. And we were a two-unit place, and we downzoned to one residential. And in my block alone, we would have gone, if there had been a duplex across the street and one on the corner, from 4 cars to 20 cars. And we just can't, it's not the, I'm anti-rental, it's just that we couldn't deal with that kind of, that level of cars. So anyway, you do these studies, and sometimes you can't sell it to the public, and sometimes you can, but if you've got the, you've really spent some time, and the new commission, their challenge now is going to be to code this comprehensive land use plan. And I'm sure there are going to be people who come to them and say, at this point, I'm not happy with it. Well, you got to stay strong and say, this is the way.
What are you going to do with yourself not being on a commission?
I'm going to sleep late in the morning and read Lurid
novels. What about your exercise class? I know you're pretty
I'm
good
a yoga.
About doing that.
Yeah, 8 o'clock yoga. That's I have a great teacher. I would really like to get involved more with public art. They've done studies that show people's perception of a city is very much sort of applies to what they perceive as they come into the town. And we're really lucky because we have 3 entrances that are really quite nice. I'm just saying that when people come, like Abilene, when you drive into Abilene, you have about 5 blocks of quick shops and McDonald's, and people's view of that charming city with the lovely big Victorian houses is formed by the time they hit those. And coming on 24, you know, we get the same thing. But they've done studies that show that people who find that a town is appealing will spend more dollars. Not that I plan to try and make sure that the, you know, the payback is exactly what that is. But we have some money in the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Now it's dedicated towards art, and I'd like to see us do some more sculptures. I'd like to see us do some really interesting things with bus stops and benches. If you want to see some really wild benches, you should Google modern benches. I mean, there's some really wild things out there. Maybe some murals on some blank walls, that kind of thing. No, I'm not planning to go crazy yourself, or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, I'd like to see the auditorium get finished. On the first vote, I was the only person that voted for it, and then I thought it was dead, but it came back, which sort of a zombie auditorium. As I said, I'm on the Attabus board. I'd like to get on the library board because I believe totally in our public library. It is so wonderful. And, you know, you get that receipt that says how much you've spent if you had been buying those books, and I'm in the thousands. One thing I'd like to try and see if there's some ways that we can really educate people. You know, there people are right. Our property taxes are high. But one of the issues is that about a third of all the appraised property doesn't pay any property taxes in Manhattan. So we need to bring in, we need to be very careful and bring in groups that do, you know, pay property taxes. Do you have a call?
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I would just like to comment on Commissioner McCullough's statement about a contentious meeting regarding the Miller Ranch development. Citizens uniting together in many homeowners associations being passionate about what they want in their neighborhood really shouldn't be described as contentious or negative. And I might remark that the county or the board, the zoning board, did not unanimously approve it. So there was one who dissented there. And four others on the commission also voted against it. So I think it was a very successful campaign by the people who live in the area being able to have a voice. And it's, you know, one of the first times that we were able to put together something. The time frame was short, getting different places together, different groups together. And so I'm a little miffed that it's characterized that way when it was successful from our point of view and from the other commission.
Appreciate the call. And we are a democracy.
Yeah. And I didn't really mean that we shouldn't discuss it. I think what would have been the best thing to have done that night would have been to tabled it. Because I hate to see us try and legislate in the middle of a meeting and make up rules about what's going to be C this and what's going to be zone this when we've done a lot of work and said that should be neighborhood commercial. Now, obviously, the neighborhood needed to be listened to. There were just some hot button things like Mexican restaurant. It didn't say we don't want, you know, chilies. Maybe that's Mexican too. Anyway, and the lady who said that her children would be smarter because they didn't live in the vicinity of bars. I mean, I live close to Aggieville. My kids have advanced degrees. I mean, you know, there were things
people
that were,
get emotional.
Yeah, they get very emotional. And I think what would have been very best is if we'd tabled the issue, gone back to the developers and said, okay, the neighborhood's concerned about these things. How can we deal with that? Instead of what bothers me is what we're going to do with that is we're going to PUD it. And that means every little piece that comes in will be specially, you know, zoned. And you may end up with kind of a, instead of a cohesive, because they wanted to put a senior center in and housing sort of like Meadowlark. Instead of a cohesive unit, we're going to have all this spot zoning, which is exactly what we don't want to do with a comprehensive land use plan. So that was my real concern. Anyway, but, you know, different people have different points of view, and I'm... it was good to see the neighborhood come together.
Well, but before we wrap up, just real quickly, uh-huh. Anything else you're wanting to kind of highlight?
Well,
today?
I'm really pleased we finally got rental inspection done.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we heard from people who have a dog in the fight, so to speak. And, oh, one thing. Yeah, when I ran as county commissioner the second time, I ran on getting them a dog park. And, you know, you have a lot of crazy stories like that. So I met the dog park people out at Fairmont Park. and I wore white pants. That was a major mistake. And, you know, there are just a lot of wonderful memories. The county commission, the fire guys used to tease me, and I said, well, you know, how can the fire jump over for the K-177? And they took me out one time, and this poor little rabbit caught on fire. Yes, and they were trying to put him out with a hose. So I have a lot of good memories. I worked with a lot of wonderful people. I mean, Dr. Fry and Dave and all the, you know, fun people at the county. And let me put a plug in. We have the best staff, county and city, I think, of any place in the Midwest, and they're great. Wouldn't you say, Dave?
I couldn't agree more. We do have a quick phone call, and I'd like to add something.
We have a couple guests out in front, too, where I still need to get to, but go ahead. Well, let's take the call. Go ahead, please.
Are you there, caller? Hello.
Guess we lost them. Okay, Dave, you want to make a quick comment, I guess?
I had a terrific time working with Karen McCullough. You know, she smiled every time she got there, even, you know, when she...
Even the morning I slept in late when it was daylight savings.
You know, we all have those. We all have those, Karen. But it was such a joy. I mean, she's just, she has a true love for our community. Karen has a true desire for things to be improved in the way she thinks that she would like to see them improve. That doesn't necessarily fall into line with a lot of other people that you work with.
Yeah.
But you always came to a meeting prepared. You always knew what you were talking about. And you always had very good, sound, conscientious decision or aspects to every decision that you made.
And I've enjoyed anchoring and working with you.
Yeah, I missed that. Yeah, we didn't have very many 2-1 votes, though.
No, we did not.
We got to a point. That's one thing nice about the county is you have time to discuss things. And you have time, you know, you have a lot of time. And you don't, you know, I worry often the city commissioners come and they already have their speech ready to say how they're going to vote. And they don't really, you know, have time to mull it over, that kind of thing. And that the county is much better that way.
And, you know, some of that may be because of the televised aspect of the meetings, because then you have a pulpit that is seen by a larger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's less, I mean, there's casual discussion between the commission.
Yes.
There is no casual, and that's not the way with the city.
Mm-hmm. So. And, yeah, I think that's something you gain when you do go to national meetings together. You're not making a decision on something, but you're getting to know where they're coming from and where they, you know. I tried very hard as mayor to get more discussion going, but it's very hard as a city. When you're sitting up there, you know, 5 people. Anyway.
It's been a pleasure, Karen.
Thank you.
And
it's been a delight working with you.
Outgoing Manhattan City Commissioner and public servant Karen McCullough with us today. We'll take a break, and we're expecting Barry Meachie and Vicki Holverson with the Riley County Genealogical Society next.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Honda and Nissan owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included,